Good morning, we're continuing with the Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klalam and Aleph, the Melacha of Shochet, and we've done now the Simanim of Dalet Hei and Vav, which deal with various situations of causing bleeding, as opposed to full bona fide Shochet, the Tilsa Shama, totally killing a living being. We're talking about wounding. This is wounding which is relevant to a person or relevant to an animal. A person makes a wound. There's going to be cases where one is going to be chayiv for making chaburta, which is a tolda of shochet. We mentioned the having a tooth extracted on Shabbos, so a person that has tremendous pain, they would be allowed to go to a dentist to have the tooth extracted on Shabbos. If it's a non-Jewish dentist, one would be allowed to do that. If the only dentist available is a Jewish dentist, it's in a situation where it would be life-threatening. So that overrides all concerns. We very rarely look at the situation as if it's life-threatening. But definitely, the pain can be debilitating to the point that it's a choli kol haguf. A person has to be chelo shem b'sakana. What is the concern of taking out a tooth on Shabbos? What exactly are the issues? The issue, number one, seems to be the primary way we look at this is a concern that it might cause bleeding, or it's a psychiatrist that's going to cause bleeding. What's interesting is we do not seem to be worried about the actual act of taking out the tooth itself. The tooth is part of the body. There's a malacha involved in taking the tooth out of the body. So we mentioned, according to one explanation, the tooth, the malacha of geizes is taking something which is extraneous to the body, like hair, fingernails, etc., something which is intrinsic to the body, so that it would have to go under the malacha of shochet. So if a person was taking out the chiyus of the tooth, that's going to be a problem. The actual, the Mishabura brings over here a shita that says that extracting a tooth on Shabbos is a deraisa, but the Bir Halacha says he doesn't understand exactly why that's going to be true. He seems to be not concerned about the tooth, only concerned about the blood. We mentioned this idea. Let's say you have a child who has a tooth which is very, very loose. It's not even certain that it's going to cause bleeding. So it's not a psychiatrist, it's going to cause bleeding. So one would actually be mutter, according to the way the Mishabura comes out, one would actually be mutter to extract that tooth, because the act of extracting the tooth itself is not considered a malacha. The only concern is bleeding, and it's not a psychiatrist, it's going to cause bleeding. If he asking a non-Jew for sure is going to be mutter, that would definitely be. So that's a mir lakum on a derabbanan, shus makum tzar, which is going to be permitted. We mentioned drawing blood. The person is drawing blood. That's used to test the blood. That would be considered malachot deraisa. So that's only going to be mutter in a situation mechelis yesh b'sakana for a Jew to do that. If a non-Jew is going to do that, it's going to be mutter. I do need to point out there's a concept in halacha called meseyeya. Meseyeya means that even if the one individual is doing the action in this situation, the non-Jew, if the Israel is actively involved in the process as well, it's called meseyeya. So a person should not be meseyeya. In a situation where there is a concept of discussion, halacha, we hold meager than Messiah but mamish, but we have to define what it means that he's only a Messiah, not actively involved in the process. A person really should be hold still. They can put their arm forward, but once the process starts, they should not be directly involved. The last area which we're going to talk about is Hashem in the next year. The Chayyim talks about animals which potentially are dangerous. When is it permitted to kill them? Animals, insects, etc. Which parallels what we spoke about in regards to Tzeda, the certain heterim and the Malach of Tzeda to protect people from these animals. So we're also now going to discuss it in the context not of Nisar of Tzeda, but Nisar of Shaykhid as well. Have a good day.